Finding something to wear during pregnancy shouldn't feel frustrating. And with Armoire, it's actually fun. Armoire is a clothing rental membership that gives you access to high quality, beautiful pieces that fit your changing body and your style. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, pick what you love, and fresh styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. I recently tried Armoire and y'all, I loved the dress they sent. It was flowy, flattering, and it had pockets. I felt so good wearing it. You know that feeling when something just fits right? That's what Armoire delivers. And for you, Armoire is the answer to feeling cute and confident in maternity clothes without spending a fortune. No more clutter, no more wasting money on clothes that won't fit in a month. Just stylish, feel-good options on your terms. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Nicole. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/Dr. Nicole to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Just because labor moves fast doesn't mean pushing will. Sometimes your body opens up beautifully and quickly, and then that final stretch, it can take some time. In today's Storytime episode, which is actually a bonus episode only for podcast subscribers, I'm sharing a real birth where things moved fast at first and then they slowed down and kind of way down. It's a powerful reminder that patience, movement, and support truly matter, especially when birth doesn't follow a straight line. Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway-Rankins, mom of two and practicing board-certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hey there, before we dive into the episode, the Birth with Power pathway launches in May. And if you're getting ready for your hospital birth, you don't want to miss it. It's the updated version of my online birth course designed to get you calm, confident, and empowered. Hop on my email list now at drnicolerankins.com/email to be the first to know when it's live. Hello there. Welcome to this bonus episode of the podcast for podcast subscribers only. Whether it is your first time being here or you've been here before, I am so glad you are spending some time with me today. Birth stories are one of my favorite kinds of episodes that I do on the podcast because I learn so much from real experiences, and I know you do too. Usually, we're talking about birth from the perspective of the person giving birth, which is obviously so powerful. But today, I'm sharing a birth from my perspective as the one on the other side of the room, supporting someone through a birth that had a few twists and turns. So let me take you into the room with me for this one. A patient came in thinking that her water broke. This was a really lovely couple. It was their first baby. They were so excited, so ready for the birth of their child. She was like maybe 35, 36 years old, which we technically call advanced maternal age, but no major issues during her pregnancy, totally healthy. And side note, most women, in fact, have healthy births at 35 and beyond. There are some increased risks that we have to watch out for, but we don't have to get scared because someone is over 35. Now, she came into the hospital around 7 o'clock at night. She was 37 weeks pregnant. Her water had indeed broken. It was obvious. It was leaking everywhere. We could, you know, obviously see it leaking. And when I did a cervical exam to see how dilated she was, and I asked permission, of course, first, she was already about 4 centimeters dilated, 100% effaced. And that means her cervix was very thin and the baby was low in her pelvis. She was having contractions like every 2 to 3 minutes, coming strong back to back. This was a great place to be. It means her body was clearly getting into gear. She was clearly kicking into active labor. Now, I ask all patients when they come in what their plans are for pain management. And when I asked her, what are your plans for pain management? She promptly said epidural. Okay, so not long after moving from the triage room, or in our hospital, it's called OBED, the OB emergency department. Not long after moving from that OBED room and getting settled into her labor room, she got an epidural. As an aside, I want you to know that in the last episode of the podcast, I talked about the birth blueprint. The birth blueprint helps you know your birth environment so you can own your birth experience. Birth is an acronym, and the B stands for begin at arrival. And you'll learn in that episode what happens when you arrive, what's the triage area, what happens when you move to a labor room, all those details. So go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. Okay, getting back into the story, once she was comfortable with her epidural, a midwife assumed her care. And that's just kind of the way it works at our hospital. For some patients, I will see the patient in triage or OBED, get them situated, and then a midwife will assume care for their labor. Now, here's what I really loved. Her labor progressed with zero interventions, all right? No Pitocin, no anything. And not that there's anything wrong with Pitocin. It is obviously useful in certain circumstances, but I want you to know that it's absolutely possible that your labor can unfold without interventions. And in her case, there was no Pitocin involved. She had an amazing nurse who was so fantastic, and working with her with doing position changes, even with having an epidural. Yes, indeed, that is possible. So one of the techniques we used was the peanut ball, which is what it sounds like. It's like a giant yoga ball that's shaped like a peanut. There's no other way to describe it. You can Google a picture of it. And it goes between your legs and it helps to open up your pelvis. And we also did a position called flying cowgirl, which is part of the spinning babies techniques. It's kind of like lying on your side with your top leg forward, and it helps to open your pelvis to help the baby rotate and descend and come down into the vaginal canal. Spinning babies has lots of great moves in order to help get a baby in an optimal position for birth. The nurses at my hospital are trained on spinning baby techniques. I think they're great, and it's a really great asset if the nurses at your hospital are also trained on spinning baby techniques. Okay, so at 11:15 p.m., so just a little over 4 hours after arriving, her nurse checked her again because she was feeling a lot of pressure, and she asked to be checked, and she was completely dilated, so that was 10 centimeters. She was feeling tons of pressure, so she was ready to push. Again, that's just a little over 4 hours after arriving. Now, you might be thinking, okay, yes, this labor is moving fast. That baby is about to be out quick. Well, not quite. Okay. So she started pushing about 15 minutes later, and then she kept pushing and pushing and pushing some more. And I'm going to tell you how long she pushed in just a minute, all right? So here's the thing, the first thing that I want you to take away from this story is that just because labor progresses quickly, that doesn't mean pushing will also be quick. Once you hit 10 centimeters, you may be minutes away from holding your baby, but sometimes, and I'll say most times, it's actually going to take quite a bit longer, all right? Now, for first-time moms especially, pushing can take, on average, at least an hour. And it can go to 4 hours, and that's within the normal range. We don't get concerned until it's been at least 4 hours of pushing. And occasionally, I'm gonna be honest, because I always keep it real, I have actually seen it go longer than that. Not frequently, it's not common, but it does occasionally go beyond 4 hours of pushing. And the reason is because it's not just about your cervix being open. The baby has to rotate into the right position, has to navigate through your pelvis, has to descend in your pelvis. It is truly a journey, all right? It's a journey. Now, for this particular patient, she rotated through several pushing positions with her nurse guiding her. They did pushing with her lying on her left side, pushing with her lying on her right side, pushing with her laying on her back. They did closed knee pushing, which is when the knees are together instead of open, which can help put more force, for lack of a better word, directly through the pelvis. Now, one thing she couldn't really do was hands and knees because her epidural was a bit heavy. Sometimes the numbing affects the legs so much that you can't do hands and knees because you can't support yourself on your knees. And in her case, her epidural was a bit heavy, but she and her nurse still worked with what she could do. And that's why it's so important to have a nurse or your support person or a doula who knows how to do different position changes, even with an epidural. Those small adjustments in how you're pushing can actually make a big difference in how the baby moves down in your pelvis and helps with that pushing and making it more effective. Let's be real. Pregnancy has you thinking about everything. From what you eat to where you sleep. And if better sleep and a better planet are both on your list, let me put you on to Avocado Green Mattress. This Earth Month, I'm thinking about how small choices can have a huge impact. That's why I love Avocado. Their certified organic mattresses are made with non-toxic materials, built to last, and crafted in their own zero-waste facility. Because quality is sustainability. The longer a mattress lasts, the less ends up in a landfill. And listen, they're not just about eco-friendly talk, they back it up. As a climate-neutral certified brand and 1% for the planet member, every Avocado mattress supports a healthier you and a healthier earth. So if you're ready for a luxurious sleep that aligns with your values, head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better for you and the planet. Okay, so now we got to around the 3 hour mark of pushing. Yes, 3 hours of pushing. And she started having a fever. She was diagnosed with something called intra-amniotic infection. It's also known as chorioamnionitis. And that's an infection of the membranes and the amniotic sac. And it's usually caused by bacteria that's normally in the vagina. The vagina normally has bacteria that has climbed up into the uterus after the water's been broken. So the amniotic sac acts as a protectant against the bacteria that are normally in the vagina. And when that water has broken, then those bacteria sometimes go up into the uterus and can cause an infection. It's not common, but it does happen. Now, the treatment for intra-amniotic infection is antibiotics. So those were started and the baby was fine. The treatment is not delivery. The treatment is antibiotics. If you hear people say they had to get delivered because of an infection, that's actually not true. The treatment is truly antibiotics. Okay. So then things kept chugging along and around 3:40 a.m., this was just over 4 hours into pushing. So the same amount of time that it took her to get completely dilated was about the same amount of time that she was pushing. That is when I was called in. That's when the midwife called me in. And this patient looked at me before I could even say anything. I walked in the door. She looked at me and said, "I'm tired and I want a vacuum." Okay. Now, the midwife had already brought up the option of the vacuum, and she and her husband had talked about it, and they just really readily agreed that they wanted this vacuum because she was tired. She had been working really hard with pushing. Now, you may wonder, was her epidural being a bit heavy? Was that the reason why it was taking so long for her to push? And in this instance, I really don't think so. When I assessed whether the vacuum was a possibility, she was really giving excellent effort, great effort. Baby was moving, but just wasn't coming that last little bit under the pubic bone. The baby's head has to kind of go underneath your pubic bone for that last little stretch. And the baby was just trying, but couldn't get right underneath that pubic bone despite her great effort. So I reviewed the risk. We got everything ready and we did a vacuum, or I should say I did, a vacuum assisted delivery. And actually, I'll say it's we, because I always describe the vacuum as I am doing the 1%, you are doing the 99%. It's just that last little bit of effort to help you get across the finish line. So it's really teamwork. We have to work together to do the vacuum. So I am pulling while you are still pushing and giving all of your effort. And the vacuum is a small suction cup that's placed on the baby's head, and it just gently helps to guide the baby out while mom still pushes. Pushing is still key. It is low risk, not absent of risk, but is low risk. And in this case, it worked beautifully. Baby came out healthy and safe after two pulls with the vacuum. But here's the thing. She unfortunately had a significant perineal tear. I could feel it happening as the baby was coming out, and truth is, she could feel it too. After the baby was born, she looked at me and said, did I tear in my butt? And not that it was like painful, because the epidural was still working, but she could clearly feel that something had happened. So she looked at me, said, did I tear in my butt? And my response was, well, not quite in your butt, but it was close to your butt. She had a 3C laceration, which means that the tear went through the vaginal tissue, through the tissue that's between the vagina and the rectum that's called the perineum, and then into part of the anal sphincter muscles, which are the muscles that surround the rectum and are responsible for making sure you can control gas and your poop, okay? So she had torn through all of those. Just a little bit more to a 4, and tears can be a 1 through a 4. 1 is a first degree, 4 is a fourth degree. A fourth degree would have been all the way through the rectum. So a 3C was just to the rectum, but not through the rectum. Now, of course, we did delayed cord clamping, skin to skin, all of that. And then I spent 45 minutes carefully repairing her vagina. These lacerations are significant and they can take some time. And this one took me about 45 minutes to repair. Now, here's what might surprise you. Despite having an infection and needing antibiotics, despite pushing for over 4 hours, despite needing the vacuum, despite the significant tear, she and her husband were absolutely overjoyed and glowing afterwards, okay? Her husband kept saying, I can see why y'all love this job. It's so wonderful. It's so beautiful. And now look, I'm gonna be honest, okay? This isn't necessarily the kind of birth that makes us say, oh, we just love every single second of our job. Pushing for a long time and doing a long repair at 4 o'clock in the morning, it can be a bit exhausting for us as physicians and nurses, but we did a great job, and I'm patting us on the back, of helping them feel cared for, helping them feel respected, helping them feel supported, helping it not feel like it was like a big deal that it was taking so long. And that's what made it so special to them. And I'm so proud that that's the type of care that we're able to provide. And bonus, when I spoke with her doctor a couple weeks later Everything was healing beautifully with her tear and everything was functioning normally. Yes, 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 yes. So I want to give you four quick empowering takeaways from this to wrap this story up. One, fast labor don't mean fast pushing. Every stage of labor has its own timeline and you got to let it unfold how it unfolds. Number two, support makes all the difference. From the nurse who helped her with positions, to the midwife, to me stepping in with the vacuum, we all played our role in helping her feel seen, feel safe, and getting the birth experience that she wants. Number three, your body is strong and so capable. Yes, even after a tear, yes, even after infection, healing is possible. Let me tell y'all, the vagina is remarkably capable of healing. Even significant tears can and most often heal well. It does take time. It may also take some pelvic floor physical therapy. We don't use that enough. May take some extra support, but healing with normal function is absolutely possible and likely. And then the final thing is that you can absolutely have a positive experience even when it's hard. The right care, kindness, mindset, communication can turn a longer birth into a beautiful, powerful memory. Okay, so that's it for this storytime episode. If you found it helpful, please share it with a friend. Every pregnant woman deserves to feel informed and empowered. And be sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode, especially these bonus episodes. And if you're loving the show, I'd appreciate you leaving a review in Apple Podcasts. It helps more moms to be to find a birth with power. And most importantly, it helps them step into birth with confidence, just like you. So let me know what you think about this episode or any episode over on the gram. My DMs are open. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. I love, love, love to hear from you. So shoot me a message what you think about the episode, or if you have any ideas you want me to talk about on the podcast. And then do me one more favor and come on back next week. And remember that you should trust your power and take charge of your birth.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.